Oh my God, he knew. You knew yesterday when you gave me that wry smile when I was talking about this beer. You knew what you were bringing today, didn't you?
I did.
Mo from Deft Brewing brings me McDeft as we wrap up a Wednesday. Their Scottish export. I will never forget when you brought this and introduced me to it last year. It was one of those beers I'm like, oh yeah, I've been waiting for somebody in San Diego to make a beer like this. You brought McDeft back for a second year. It's McDeft time, baby. Let's go. So, I mean, walk me through, because Scottish export really isn't a style, is it?
Used to be called 80 shilling. Back in the day, the Scottish beers were named by the price, essentially, and the price indicated how the strength of the beer. So a 40 shilling, a 60 shilling, 80 shilling would be the stronger beers. Relatively strong. I mean, these days we drink 10, 12% ABV beers, but this one, it's right around 5.5%. This would be considered a stronger beer back in the day.
You get all that malty goodness, and this is where people need to stop being afraid of malty beers in the summertime, because this is such a refreshing drink. It's almost got like this coffee sweet note to it. And I say sweet, and I say more as like a perceived sweetness, because the beer itself is not sweet, but there's a lot of malt packed into this thing.
That's right. Malt forward. By the numbers, it's really a fairly dry beer. It finishes out, you know, nice and dry, and so it's still refreshing. It doesn't have that cloying sweetness, but you get a lot of that malty sweetness in the flavor and on your palate.
You know what? Cheers, as I'm about to shotgun Cheers. The last of my McDeft and then turn on to the rest of that Crowler. Let's put this Scottish export with a notably Scottish band that is probably one of my favorite road trip songs.